Two games of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League West Division Final were held at Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex this week, with both going to the Sioux Thunderbirds in their battle against the Greater Sudbury Cubs. In the series opener, April 6, the Sioux Thunderbirds picked up 2 goals apiece from Wyatt Marlowe and Jackson Trutchen to help send them on their way to a 5-2 victory over the Cubs. The visiting Thunderbirds provided the initial tally of the series, 13-20 into the contest, as Daniel Beaupre came down the right wing and sent a long cross ice pass over to Marlowe, who fired a shot past Cubs netminder Noah Mativier from inside the left circle. A late power play helped Sault Ste. Marie take a 2-0 lead into the first intermission off a rush that saw Darren Kapp set up Trutchen, who easily steered in his fifth of the playoffs into an open net. Up a player themselves near the midway mark of the matchup, Greater Sudbury got on the board when Samuel Asinawai finished off a goalmouth scramble by jamming one past Thunderbirds goalkeeper Landon Miller. Another late-period strike by Trutchen helped send the Sioux to the dressing room while up by a pair after 40 minutes, banging in his second of the evening, off a Marlowe shot, that hit the endboards and came right out to the surging Thunderbirds forward. Trutchen leads all NOJHL skaters in playoff scoring with 14 points. Extending their edge early in the final frame, the Thunderbirds blocked a shot and countered in transition on an odd man rush that was finished off by Marlowe, who tucked in his second of the night on Mativier. Greater Sudbury pulled to within a pair on a 2-on-1 where Billy Biederman fed Oliver Smith, who went top shelf over the blocker of Miller, with 12-17 to play. Pushing hard to get closer, the Cubs had a late power play and their goalie out for an additional skater, however the Sioux held firm defensively, then capped off the road triumph in the final moments as Marlowe sent a pass over to Kapp, who scored into the empty net to give him goals in 6 straight playoff contests. Game 2 at home found the Cubs hoping for a good Friday, once again at home, with the puck hitting the ice at 7:05 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Caden Dundas hammered in a nice goal and set up another with a nifty pass to help send the Sioux Thunderbirds on their way to a 5-2 decision over the Greater Sudbury Cubs Friday evening in Game 2 of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League West Division Final. Looking for goals in 7 straight playoff games, Sault Ste. Marie's Darren Kapp had a great chance early on as he was sent in alone on a break. His wrist shot eluded Greater Sudbury starter Noah Mativier, but rang off the post and sailed into the corner to keep the contest scoreless. The Thunderbirds opened the night scoring on the power play as Yusuf Shawachi swooped in and buried a rebound off a Justin Morrow attempt that Mativier could not corral. Drawing even a couple of shifts later, the Cubs tied it thanks to Samuel Asinawai, who picked off a pass in the neutral zone, then darted down the left wing before firing one from a sharp angle that leaked through Sioux netminder Landon Miller. Tied at 1 into the second period, the Thunderbirds retook the lead at 3:33 by converting via the man advantage once more, with defenseman Dundas cranking in a one-timer from the left circle on a 5-on-3. Adding another moments after the mid-period break, Samuel Lake sent a feed in front that was steered in by affiliate forward Declan Gallivan for his first in a Thunderbirds jersey. The Cubs brought it back to within 1 while up a skater early in the third, compliments of Asinawai as he skated up ice, controlling the puck in the Sioux zone before finishing off his second of the evening. Regrouping, the Thunderbirds collected some insurance with 3.5 minutes to play when Dundas made a terrific cross-ice pass that was quickly finished off by a hard-charging Daniel Beaupre driving to the net. Kapp then wrapped up a 5th playoff road win in a row for the Sioux as he slid one into an empty net in the final seconds to give him tallies in 7 consecutive postseason contests. This gives the Thunderbirds a 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 affair, as they now head home to host Game 3 Monday at John Rhodes Community Center, at 7 p.m. The full schedule of this NOJHL West Division Final is below. Game 1, Thunderbirds 5 Cubs 2. Game 2, Thunderbirds 5 Cubs 2. Game 3, Monday April 10 at Sioux 7 p.m., John Rhodes Community Center. Game 4, Tuesday, April 11 at 2:07 p.m. John Rhodes Community Center. Game 5. Thursday, April 13 at Sudbury, 7:05 p.m. Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Game 6. Saturday, April 15 at 2:07 p.m. John Rhodes Community Center. Game 7. Tuesday, April 18 at Sudbury, 7:05 p.m. Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Game may not be necessary.